educated people in East Tennessee, that's educated speech, and that's just as good as any other variety.
Well, the girls I was in school with at Vito, they used to just dialect, yeah. And they said, you know, well, most of them were from either, I had a roommate who was from Minnesota, uh-huh. By the way, from, I don't remember whether she was from St. Paul or Minneapolis.
Uh-huh.
Are you from that area?
Yeah. No, I'm from Chicago, but I
oh,
taught, I went to talk to her from Minnesota.
Uh-huh. And then another girl was from Michigan, and they said, you know, we really talk like people in the movies. You know, this is the standard way to talk, and they just thought I was hilarious. And they really were so funny. They said, I can't imagine marrying a boy with a southern accent.
Yeah.
That was just
well, that,
too funny to me.
See, that's part of the whole thing, though, that the Midwesterners are provincials. They're every bit as provincial as East Tennesseans, but they assume that their way of life is norm, and
mm-hmm.
when in fact that's a regional variety of speech too. And I mean, just
well,
like
is
that,
there any place that is
not regional?
Well,
I think what's happening now is that the regional dialects are breaking down. And I think your speech probably is less remarkable than several generations before. But more, you know, I think as the mass communication can bring the dialects together,
mm-hmm.
I think they all. But so where was your mother born?
She was born in Loudoun County, I believe, which is. You know,
Fort Loudoun,
yeah, well, actually, it was Greenback, Tennessee. You
probably
never heard of Greenback.
Yeah,
Greenback,
right.
Pretty Greenback industry
yes,
by now, exactly. But that was a very rural area at that time.
It,
and
it,
my grandmother was from there, too. Yes, uh-huh.
That's your maternal grandmother. Both grandparents?
My father's mother.
Oh,
and, no, you
were. Your maternal grandparents.
Yeah, my maternal grandparents. And I never knew my grandfather because he had died before I was born. But he was from the same.
Were they born in
Greenback,
as far as you know?
Yes, they were. Or at least my grandmother was. Now, I can't be sure. I don't believe my grandfather was, but I think he may have come from Kentucky or somewhere up in that.
All right. Now, what about your mother's education?
Now, hers was through high school and then, I guess, a year at Maryville College. And then, I'm not sure about business school, but she worked after that, so she must have had some business preparation. I'm really not sure.
Did she work, you say?
Uh-huh, she worked as a secretary for a short time in the same bank where my daddy was... Secretary and Treasurer at the time, and then they were married.
And where was your father born?
He was born in Waco, Texas. And I think both of his parents were from Texas. Because I know my grandmother's maiden name was but it was through the same line as Sam Houston. You know, some of them called it Houston.
Well, then, Sam Houston was from Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
Originally,
that's right.
So then, do you know about your...
I'm not sure how they migrated back and forth, but I think maybe they really came from Texas to Tennessee. You know, my father...
Yeah, well, he did, but they came from Texas.
From Texas.
They weren't to Texas from Tennessee. They wouldn't have started out in Texas. I mean, the migration.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but it's, yeah.
I really don't know that far, you know, back into the family.
Do you know anything about any of your great-grandparents, about their origins?
No. I haven't been very curious, have I? We've had lots of